Day 1, Facing Your Valley, Devotional. We all have places in our lives that feel like graveyards, relationships that seem beyond repair, dreams that appear dead, or circumstances that look hopeless. Maybe it's a marriage that's grown cold, a career that's stalled, or a faith that feels distant. These are our valleys of dry bones, and they can be intimidating places to visit. But here's what's remarkable about God's character: He doesn't avoid our valleys. Instead, He leads us directly into them. When God brought Ezekiel to that valley filled with very dry bones, it wasn't to discourage him but to reveal something extraordinary about divine power. God wanted Ezekiel to see the full scope of what seemed impossible so he could witness the full scope of God's ability. The first step toward transformation isn't pretending everything is fine or avoiding the hard places. It's being honest about where we are and inviting God into those spaces. When we stop running from our valleys and start walking through them with God, we position ourselves to see miracles we never thought possible. Your valley isn't a place of shame, it's a place of potential. What looks dead to you is actually the perfect canvas for God to paint His resurrection power. The very things that seem most hopeless in your life might be exactly where God wants to do His greatest work. Bible verse: The hand of the Lord was on me, and He brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley, it was full of bones. Ezekiel 37:1. Reflection question: What valley in your life have you been avoiding, and how might God be inviting you to face it with Him rather than running from it alone? Quote: Transformation begins when we stop pretending that the bones aren't there. Prayer: Lord, give me courage to face the valleys in my life that I've been avoiding. Help me trust that You lead me into these places not to shame me, but to show me Your power. I invite Your presence into every dry and hopeless area of my life. Amen.